course, one of our favorite things about the 7 o'clock hour is a Sanderson Ford staycation. And one of our newest partners is the Worldmark by Wyndham, the Bison Ranch. I'm going to introduce you today to Wendy Johnson. Hey, Wendy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Hey, what is your job at Wyndham?
I am actually the Regional Director of Rental Sales for Wyndham Extra Holidays, which is part of the Bison Ranch.
Why don't you tell everybody what is so wonderful about the stay at the Bison Ranch?
The Bison Ranch is a recreated Old West 1880s town, and it actually sits between Payson and Cholo, while it's just 2.5 hours from Phoenix. So it's a great place to cool off in the summer or cozy up on chilly nights during the winter time and experience the fall colors as well.
And on the property itself, there's a little boardwalk that goes around the little town, and there's little shops, right?
Yes, there is. There's lots of activities to do around Bison Ranch. We have horseshoe pits, pool table, ping pong, arcade on site for the kids. Horseback riding is next door. Hiking, there's a catch and release fishing pond. And it's also a good home base for any day trips to the Petrified Forest, the Painted Desert National Park, and, of course, standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Got to do that. And, you know, Wendy, what I think is so great, too, is if you don't have a cabin up in that area, the rooms and are so big and roomy and full of little kitchen and everything, you can just make yourself at home and pretend like you have a cabin without all the work.
Absolutely. We feel it's a great getaway for families and folks who want to get away from the city because of those spacious two-bedroom units that have a cozy gas fireplace, full kitchen, living room, dining room, and even a washer and dryer, so they don't have to worry about bringing enough clothes. They can go ahead and wash them right there.
It'd be great to go ahead and reserve a room for the fall and get to see the colors, too, right?
Yes, yes. You certainly can. Hopefully, the listeners will want to experience Worldmark by Wyndham Bison Ranch because we have excellent customer service and just feeling the comforts of home without being at home. So
great.
Making reservations is very easy using the link on your Rosie on the House website.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Meet you up there.
Okay.
And that would be a great place to go as well. People go all the way to the Northwest to go what they call leaf peepers. Well, we got plenty of aspens and high mountain areas. You could go leaf peeping around Arizona. It's also interesting to see the themes that like seem to come in. All of a sudden, we received a number of interest that revolve around music. Somebody suggested the Musical Instrument Museum and you know, maybe what's on display at that time.
More musicians.
Somebody said more musicians. And I will tell you the problem with that. At 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, or 7 o'clock, they got to get up at 6 to get here. They just are starting to go down if they're performing live. So we've tried. Musicians on a Saturday morning are really hard. And even the Herndon brothers, you know, how late are they playing at Handlebar J's?
Yeah, right.
Ray's been on before. So that's a hard one just because of the time of morning. We did have Nick. He works at KQ&A, our Prescott affiliate. You remember he came down and did live music for us.
The guitar.
At the Jersey Lily.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah.
Nick
fantastic.
Calhoun.
Yeah.
Incredible guitarist. Well, he
dragged his little self in there.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, he was playing at the Jersey Lily till they closed the night before. You know, I mean, that's what they're getting paid for, and you turn around 4 hours later, and he was back on stage that night. I don't know if he was able to sneak away for a little nap in between. But Jim also wrote in, and he loved the Boots and Burgers, and he said there's another book called Day Trips with a splash. This author went around and found all the different places you could go take a hike and still get wet in Arizona.
All
That'd
right.
be an interesting one. He likes the Chiricahua Mountains, said that would be a fun one to talk about. So kind of back to the topography and geography theme.
Got a request for canoe and kayak tours, you know, maybe places you could go where you could find amenities along the way. And then one just came in for retired sports personalities, which Romy had brought up last week, and maybe like Randy Johnson, just some of the people, you know. It'd be fun.
Well, we are going to put, I think we have, I don't know, you said you had over 20 ideas that have come
probably
in this
close
hour.
To 30 at this point.
30? Romy, you've got as that many again. So
a lot of them are the same theme.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Around the same theme, but yeah.
All right, we're going to put all these names in a hat, and we're going to pick the 10 best that we like, kind of subjective there. But one of you will win an Arizona staycation. We'll try and get that done in the top of the hour between 7 and 8 while John Eisenhower steps in. We'll be talking trees all in the 8 o'clock hour. And boy, there's got to be questions on trees because, like I said a little while ago, I cannot remember. I'll be curious to ask John and check his memory. I cannot remember a time where in my neighborhood I have seen this many trees down. And like you were saying, Jennifer, not just blown over with the root ball, but viciously split, twisted, and cracked in half. So absolutely incredible. John Eisenhower, 8 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be talking trees.